After the last episode on the Love and Orgasms show, I got a lot of DMs, and most of the DMs were questions revolving around where do you get these nice men that you date that you're always talking about. And it's true. I've been talking about how my dating life has been changing drastically ever since I stopped accepting the bare minimum and I stopped settling for less and I started knowing my worth and all those motivational speaker things people say. And it works. So many people, especially ladies, have been asking me about where is it that you get these guys who are amazing, gentlemen, kind, respectful, etc., etc. Today I want to talk about the things that I did or the things that I do actively that put me in a space where I'm able to attract amazing lovers, and not just romantically. Like, even the friendships I have are of really, really great quality. Currently, I'm really enjoying my family. Like, every space I enter, everywhere I go, everyone I work with, everyone I'm around is just really, really perfect for me. So I want to talk about that. And the thing is, being in this space that I'm at right now, it's not something that has always been. Like, if you go back and listen to the podcast all the way from 2020 up to now, you could be able to see my journey all the way from when I was struggling at home, because I came from my situation at home was really, really crazy, up to when I got a job, I moved out, I stopped dating losers, blah, 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 all the way up to now, 2024, when I can actively see the difference. I can see the changes. I can see the consequences of my actions and how it is reflecting in my present, current life. Okay, all this is, it's definitely going to reflect into my whole life, not just in my romantic partners. But today I'll focus on my romantic life, my romantic relationships, and where I get these nice gentlemen. First off, it's not that I date around. I don't date many people like that. I used to date like a lot, but these days I've just been trying to focus on career and myself and my body. And if someone comes along, yeah, but I'm not like actively out there searching and looking for people. I do want to get into a monogamous relationship, but niko ile phase ya ikikam inakam, kwa sababu I've been attracting everything that I want, everything that I need, everything that I feel is good for me. I've just been attracting it without really going out to chase. And I want to show you guys what I did to get here. First, I'll talk about it a bit, and then I'll tell you about the guy I currently really, really like. So the first thing I ever did was, I'll start with like imagination. 4 years ago, when I had nothing to my name, at least now I own a microwave and I own a couch and I own a TV and I own a carpet and I have a bed and things like that. But like 4 years ago, all these things were in my imagination. I never imagined like I could move out and have my own space. 4 years ago, I was 24. And this is when I was, I just turned 28. Like, I was even 23. I just turned 28 like a month ago. So when I was 24, I feel like I was still very much a baby. I had graduated for like 2 years before or a year before. I was, yani sikukuwa na plan, sikukuwa na jua nafanya nini, sikukuwa naelewa vitu, but I always had dreams about where I wanted to be, how I wanted to be, how I wanted my life to be, and what how I wanted to end up. And I used to daydream about this life all the time. Like I would imagine I want my family to be okay, for us to love each other. I want a nice home, like to move out into my own apartment and to furnish it. I want a nice car. I want a nice boyfriend. I want pets, like a few cats and like a dog. Like, I used to really imagine the kind of life I wanted. I want a steady income stream, blah blah blah. All these things were always in my notebook about what I want for myself. And that time, hizo vitu zilikuwa ideas. Most of these things were just ideas. Juzi, when I was cleaning out my house, when I was cleaning out kutoa vitu extra, vitu za kupeana, vitu za kudonate, I opened some old diary. The diary was like from 2 years ago, and I was going through it last year, and then I found it this year again. And I had written a list of all these things that I wanted. Last year, I think I opened the diary again and I wrote a note next to that list. I had ticked everything off the list and I wrote on that page all these things that were once an idea. I have achieved them by September 2023. All the things that were in that list, I had achieved them by last year, 2023, September. Kumbuka, hizi vitu zilikuwa idea na dreams. Hazikuwa vitu nilikuwa najua vile nitafanya ama how they'll turn up or how they'll end up. But I had achieved all these goals by last year. Except, of course, I still don't have a car. But everything else I have, everything else I managed to achieve. And I wasn't even intentionally doing things intentionally. It's just small, small things that I did every day throughout my day to make sure I achieved my little goals that ended up giving me everything else that I wanted to achieve. So it's a good feeling. So basically, my first point was imagination. Believing in my thoughts. The things I used to think, the things that were just ideas, I used to think about them all the time. I used to dream about what I want, how I want my life to be. I used to dream about like having amazing friends, having an amazing network, having multiple streams of income, having blah blah blah, all these things. And I see how they ended up materializing because I kept the faith and I kept believing that they'll happen, even if it seemed so far-fetched. I'm telling you, when I wrote that list, I had nothing. Ata sikukuwa najua nda move out aje, and I moved out like a year after that, after I wrote that list. I used to visualize my house. I used to know the songs I'll play in my house. I had a playlist that I told myself, when I move out, these are the songs I'm going to listen to. I do the same about my car. I have a playlist for when I buy my car that I'm going to play. So just things like that. Like, they always kept my hope alive. And it made dreaming about these things so, so fun. So step one, be very delusional. Dream about the things you want. Think about them. It doesn't even have to be obsessively, but you just have to believe that whatever you want wants you back and it's going to always come to you. So whether it seems like it's far-fetched or it's something that can never happen, believe it. Write it down if that's what you want. If you want a loving boyfriend who loves you so much and he takes care of you and he cares about you, please believe it, because you will get it. If you want a nice car that is $100 million, whatever you want, bro, just believe it and don't let anyone tell you that it's unattainable or that you can't achieve it. Because mina feel kama manifestations zangu zote come true, because I'm very delusional and I always believe in myself and in the things that I want for myself. So after that, I do a lot of writing, obviously. So I would write plans, and not necessarily plans, just not that a plan at step one, go here, step two, Z. Just writing about the things that I wanted. And I see how even speaking on this podcast and writing things on my blog, sometimes I would write things I wanted, not things that were already happening. And then when I go back and listen, I'm like, oh, bro, I used to want this thing and I spoke about it and now I have it. Like, now it's actively happening for me. So that's something else. Like, I I sat down and I would write. I do a lot of planning for myself. I do a lot of lists, like to-do lists. I always write things down so that I can keep my focus and I can know for sure exactly what it is that I want for myself. And this is what I always do every time I feel like I'm entering a new phase in my life. Like that time I had just finished uni, I really badly wanted to move out. I wanted a new job. I wanted a car. I wanted a few things, and I was starting to feel, and my friendships were disintegrating. I was losing, like I lost everything. I lost the life I had before I was 24. I didn't know it was me coming into a new age or me growing into something new. I just thought, like, in that moment, you always feel like your life is crumbling. That's how it felt. It felt like I've lost everyone. I've lost all my friends. I've lost my whole life. I've lost everything. I'm in a really bad situation at home. I was really struggling in my dating life. Like, everything was just crumbling. Nami nilikuwa na feel, oh, shit, my life is ending. So what I normally do when I start getting these feelings, I write things down. And what I write down is things that will help me develop myself, like a plan. It's like something to make me feel like I'm in charge or in control of my life. So that's why I always write these lists. And basically what these lists entail is things that help my personal growth and my personal development. So fast forward to 2023. I've been talking a lot about how I was let go at my place of work last year, and that was the time when I was really going, like, that time my mom had just got her cancer diagnosis, and I was losing, I had just kind of broken things off with, like, the guy I had been seeing. Like, so many things were happening at the same time, and I started getting that feeling for vitu zinaisha, life inaanza kuisha, vitu zinaisha, ni kama I'm being pushed into another rebirth again. So I normally feel like life goes in phases, and I can normally tell when a phase is ending and I'm coming into a new phase. So that's exactly how it felt. And I sat down and I took my diary out as usual, and I wrote down a plan. And of course, personal development. So what I wrote on that list is that I wanted to work on myself, and I planned everything. Funny thing is, the guy I want to talk about on this podcast, it's him I went to for advice. It's someone I have been talking to for a couple of years, since around 2021. And he's been in my life like just a background character until us guys finally met last year. But I'll tell you guys, okay, this is so weird. I don't know if people think it's weird when I talk about them on my podcast or on my mini, but see, I'm talking about my life. They're just characters. Nobody knows who it is, so it doesn't matter. But I hope they don't feel bad, because I know I'm not going to say anything bad anyway. So I reached out to him and I told him, this is what I'm going through right now. I feel like, you know, things are crumbling. And he really, really gave me sound advice. He took time and he wrote down for me everything he feels like I can implement, what I can do to make sure this transition is going to be easier for me. He's really, really smart, and he gives the best advice. I can always go to him when I need sound advice. That's what I can say. So yeah, after he told me all these things, I took it very seriously, and he sent it in text, but I wrote it down in my diary. I wrote all those points down, and I followed them, and I'll tell you guys how I'll watch a story build. So anyway, kwa hiyo list ilikuwa about a lot of things to do with working on myself, improving myself, loving myself more, setting up my business, venturing into my own things, and just being a responsible grown-up adult. It was very scary, but he definitely made it feel like this is something I can do. I've done it so many times, and, you know, I'm smart enough to do it. I'm confident enough to do it. He was really, really amazing support. So kwa your list, kuna vitu I've always been wanting to do. So I normally have this dream where I want my goal, not my goal, whatever now I want next in this life is, because I've done everything else that I've always wanted. Like I said, I feel like I have achieved all my goals. By 25, I feel like I had achieved all my goals. And this is according to the lists I always write. Nikisha tick vitu zote na feelingika, now to create a new life and start over afresh. So I had felt like I had achieved all my goals. But there's new things that I always wanted to try out and I always wanted to do that I had not been able to up to this point. And some of these things were taking care actively of my body, like working out, going to the gym, eating right, doing my hobbies, getting back into being very serious about love and orgasms, especially now that I'm able to see clients for one-on-one sessions, and just to plan myself better and be very consistent. And something I also really always wanted was to have a boyfriend who, not even a boyfriend, let me say husband, is to have a husband who is madly in love with me. And I used to have this dream where me and my husband are gonna be, I don't know, I just always, not always, I just realized that I would like to be do I call it a housewife or like a stay-at-home lover, I don't know, something like that. That's something I always wanted to try, and just focus on my hobbies, like to have a husband but not to be like a primary career person. I just wanted to focus on love and orgasms, and by career I mean like going into the office or like going to work, and to just stay home, work on my body, work on my body, work on my health, work on my hobbies, and pick up new things that I wanted to do for myself that I felt would be essential for my self-development. And so I wrote this list down, and kwa hizo vitu ilikuwa vitu ka kuwork out, but unajua mi sijai work out, so it's always seemed like a very far-fetched idea. I don't run for shit. I don't even know how to run. I was never in sports ever in my life. Like the most physical activity I ever did was sex. Oh, I used to be a scout. I used to be a scout and we used to do drills and stuff. But then that's like when I was in primary school, uko class 6. Masaizi, this is 20, nilikuwa class 6 when, this is like over 15 years later. I literally never worked out. So it used to just seem like an idea in my head. But then I got serious about it. So when I was laid off from work, I was able to have more time now to, Nika decide, it's time to venture into these things. Now I have more time. I can actually join a gym. I can start doing things that I love, blah, blah, blah. And how it started was, I started running. Imagine. This shit shocks me to date, because now my legs are so fucking toned from running, and I don't get tired when I'm riding dick. Like, that's the consequences of being consistent with my running. I almost said riding. With my running. Something that helped a lot is the environment I live in. I live somewhere where it's very, very easy to always go for a run in the morning or in the evening. And then I live somewhere where I have a very convenient gym. I live very near a nice pool. So I just started, it wasn't even intentional. All these things just, I do one thing and then it became like a domino effect. So I started running in the morning and I stayed consistent. And then, you know, when you start running, when you start working out, you have to eat well. Bimi, nakulanga waru kila saa. Nikiingia kwa nyumba na fry waru, nakula chips. Nikika kidogo na pika bajia. Nikibweka hivi kiasi, naitisha KFC. That's how I used to eat. But now I started realizing that to have energy to run, I needed to eat well. So that translated into me now being very conscious and aware and much more aware of my diet. And then I started yoga. And now starting yoga means I needed to have like more core strength, more strength in my body, which means I needed to join the gym. So now imagine, kitu ilianza na kukimbia kama joke. Sasa nishaanza yoga, nishaanza gym. Na kwa sababu nataka kustretch more na kukua flex, nikaingia swimming. So now I'm running, yoga, gym, and swimming. All this from someone who would never do any exercises. And then after that, and now I'm also eating a clean, proper, better diet. Now with all these things, it means I need to be able to afford all these subscriptions. I need to be able to pay for yoga, gym, swimming. Running is free. But you know, you need like running shoes, you need running gear. I need to be able to afford these personal development things, and I'm out of a job. You see where I'm headed? So now this forces me to now also have to be serious about my finances, because aside from paying rent as someone who doesn't have a job, I also have to pay for all these subscriptions that I'm doing. And now that I've become addicted to like yoga and like going to the gym, I can't stop, meaning I just have to be able to afford it. And also I have to be able to afford proper meals. So it just, like I said, it just became like a domino effect. And also I live very near the polo club, so I have access to like horses. And I was like, maybe if I volunteer. Okay, I didn't think about volunteering. I used to just see horses all the time during my run. And then one time I went ahead and I went ahead with my running mate to ask about the horses. And then we found ourselves signing up to volunteer, taking care of the horses at the stable. So now I added a new hobby. So every day I have something to do. If I'm not at the stables, I'm at the swimming. I'm swimming. If I'm not swimming, I'm at the gym. If I'm not at the gym, which means I get to meet different people while I'm doing all these things. When I'm at the polo club, I get to meet people who love horses as well. When I'm at yoga, I get to meet people who are into fitness and meditation. When I'm running, I'm, you know, unapita unasalimia watu kwa barabara, things like that. So me taking a lot of interest in my own personal development and hobbies and being around the things that I wanted to do. Oh, I also want to join things like dance class, pole dancing, or like ballet or kizumba. And I want to also go back into doing music, whether it's singing or playing instruments. I used to play the piano. Yani nataka tu kujaza time yangu na kufanya fun hobbies and just being a girl. So I really, all these things, remember, there used to be an idea in my head. In my head, I used to just think, I just want to be a stay-at-home wife who has time to do Pilates and blah, blah, blah. And now when I look at it, I'm like, oh my God, I'm becoming that girl. I'm becoming that girl who wakes up in the morning, goes and works out. Then she works a little bit, blah, blah, blah. And it's so fulfilling because I get to control my time and I get to do the things I want to do the way I want to do them. So sahi imebaki tu husband, lakini nisha achieve hizo vitu zingine zenye nilikuwa nataka. And also because of Love and Orgasms, like the blog and the podcast, I'm a journalist. I always forget this. I'm actually a journalist, like a real life journalist. So because of the work that I do and because of the spaces I'm in, because of the work I do, I get, and also my hobbies, I get to be around people who have the same interests as me. I'm always around people who like are on my level, whether it's in fitness or in meditation or it's in volunteer work or it's in charity work or it's in journalism. I'm always around people who I share something common with. And this is where I meet these men, these lovers. This is where I meet these people. People who are kind, respectful, loving. And this is not just starting from last year. This started from like 4 years ago. I haven't dated anyone who's like broken my heart or cheated on me or like done something horrible to me since like uko 2018. Those are 2019, uko 2018. Those are so many years. It's like 5 years. Like I've just been having a really smooth, kind, nice dating life of late. It's so peaceful and kind. Even if sometimes things don't go the way I wanted, or things end, or I break up, people break up with me, or we break up or whatever. It's not as bad as the way my dating life was before I started working on myself intentionally. So I hope I've answered question number one. Yeah, where do you meet these guys? That's where I meet them. I meet them when I'm out doing things that make me feel good and make me feel loved. And it's not that I go out there intentionally looking for men or like looking for lovers. It's just they catch me doing things I love. Like they are attracted to me because they find me doing things that I love that are improving my life. So now let me talk about this guy that I really, 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 really like. First of all, dating a really, really nice, mature, kind, respectful, loving, patient, all those nice things, gentleman, is not easy. It's not easy, especially when you've been so used to chaos, you've been so used to nonsense and people who've wasted your time so many times. It's different and it'll actually fuck you up. And this is something people hardly ever talk about. Dating someone who's very secure in themselves, who's very like knows what they want and they don't mince their words about what they want, it's not easy. It's actually very crazy because these kind of people have very strong boundaries. And these boundaries are not even for other people. It's boundaries they've set for themselves. And something I noticed, let me talk about this guy specifically. We can call him Fernando. Something I learned about Fernando really early is he's very disciplined. Like he's disciplined not just with how he treats other people, with himself, with his life, with who he is as a person. And ultimately, it reflects in everything he does. It reflects in the way he speaks, the way he walks, the way he handles his business. And if you're not used to someone who's true to their word and who says what they mean and they mean what they say and they do it, it'll really confuse you at first. Before him, I had been with people who are amazing to me, but you know, I can always use my female allure and my mesmerizing eyes to get people to like to manipulate people or to get them to do something I want. And I'm not used to being told no by anyone. So when I met Fernando and I saw, like, I started to learn about the kind of guy he was, for real, it scared me a bit. Because I knew, one, this is not someone I can manipulate or use. And I don't even mean manipulate, like, in a bad way, like, using him, like, for bad or, like, to get things out of him. I just meant this relationship was gonna have to be, like, an equal partnership. It was not going to be about me only being the receiver, or like it wasn't gonna be lopsided. It wasn't gonna be about what I want to do. He genuinely taught me about how relationships are a partnership. I have to carry my own weight. I have to show up in the relationship as well. Because I was so used to dating people who I could walk all over. Like I could say, kama unitumi pesa sikuongeleshi. Unaget? Now, at this point, with Fernando, like, you can't do that. He's much more disciplined. Like, you'll have to have a conversation about things. You'll have to have difficult conversations. I couldn't walk all over here anymore. My charm wasn't working. I mean, it's not that he doesn't like me or he's not into me. It's just he kind of made me understand that men also have feelings and I have to show up in the relationship the same way he was showing up, and I have to match his standards because he already had standards for himself. So in a way, I realized that being around him meant I had to elevate myself. I had to elevate my thinking, my actions. I had to literally become a better me to even be in his presence. And this is something that I noticed happens when you hang around people who actually love you. They will always push you towards being your best self, loving yourself more, doing the things you said you were gonna do. Because like I said, the boundaries he set for himself, like, it's not for other people, it's for himself. And when you're around someone like that, you just have to match. You just have to match or you'll get dropped. And this shit shocked me because I had never met any man. I had never met a disciplined man in my life. I had dated so many people who I could easily sway their thoughts. I could easily sway their feelings. But with him, it was what he says is what he says. I mean, you can talk about it and you can reason, but with time, because he's way smarter than me and he's like way more, like he's better than me in so many ways. I mean, in a way that it's, I just felt like it was so refreshing because for the first time in a relationship, I was with someone I could learn from, not someone I was teaching things. So being around him just meant I had to really elevate myself. I had to elevate my life. I remember even the first time I went to his house, I was like, yeah, I also just need to work on where I live. I need to move to a nicer place. Yani, basically just being around him would force me to always want to be the best version of myself. It's not easy to date someone like that because basically they're amazing. Like they're practically amazing. Like that, it's almost like they're perfect because they know what they want and they're not here for games. So being with him also really would force me to do a lot of introspection, a lot of reflection. Anytime I would go home, I would always think about how can I be better so that I can be with him, you know, because I really realized I started liking him a lot. And even his actions towards me, the way he's treated me ever since we knew each other. He's a very consistent guy. He, like, for real, his word is his bond. Something else I noticed about being with such a person is he always held a mirror up to me. And in that, I mean, being with him would force me to look inward because I would always have to ask myself things about action and reaction. Anytime even we'd get into conflict or we weren't really okay with each other, I always was forced to do better. Because now in this situation, you can't do those things for silent treatment, fighting and arguing. You have to have mature conversations. And I was coming from situations where I was so used to mtu akinikosea mimi na block. Sneo time ya kuargue, sneo time ya kudiscuss vitu na mtu mzima. I was always so ready to leave people alone where they have me fucked up at. But being with Fernando meant that I needed to always have, like, to put on my big girl pants and to show up in the relationship the same way he was showing up. Always ready to discuss, always ready to fix, always ready to be there for each other, no matter how angry or unfair I felt. So it forced me, like, to see myself as a reflection and to just work on myself so that I don't fuck up in the relationship. And anytime I would fuck up, it would really, really hurt me. Kitambo sikukwanga na jali for real. Like with other guys I dated before him, even the really, really nice guys, I would not really care because these men would come back begging. Like they will always chase me. They would never get tired of me. But Fernando, if you tell him you don't wanna, you're done and you're breaking up, because he's so respectful, he really does respect you. Like he was really respecting my words. I couldn't use those tactics of manipulation. He is very respectful. If you say you don't wanna talk, he's gonna listen. And when you're ready to talk, he's gonna listen also. He forced me to grow up in so many ways. And it's so funny because I always thought I was perfect. I always thought, like, see, I'm working on myself. See, I'm always constantly working on myself. So of course, yeah, I'm a guru. Like I'm a guru at communication. That's literally what I went to school for. Huh? Until I met him and then I realized I don't know shit. I'm not even a good communicator. I used to preach about how, like, communication. I'm always doing the same thing on TV. But then he forced me to realize, like, communication is way deeper than just what I was doing. I needed to actually use my words and open my mouth and talk things out, which is so crazy. Sometimes you think you're a pro at something and then you meet someone who's better and you start wondering, Kwani, what have I been doing this whole time? That's how being around him always made me feel. I always felt the urge to just push myself to do more because it would hurt me anytime I hurt his feelings. I didn't ever want to see him sad or to make him feel bad because I knew my actions would hurt him. Like how I would act would hurt him. But we don't know better. You really can't do better. I'm just happy he's a patient guy. He's just really forgiving and kind and always so ready to teach me and to help me throughout all these things. I found that in this relationship, I was becoming the toxic one now. You remember in these other relationships before him, I used to feel like I was the perfect one. Like it's other people who are not communicating. They were not showing up. They were not keeping their word. But now I'm the man who like he keeps his word. He does what he says he's gonna do. So it's me who was slacking. It's me who was not showing up. It used to hurt me because it made me realize that I was the one now who was being toxic. I was the one who was having all these communication issues, attachment issues. It really made me spiral. But uzuri ni, with the self-awareness I have, it helps because I'm able to want to improve myself and I'm always at a space where I want to learn. Like being around such a man just made me want to learn. I'm always ready for him to teach me because he definitely does know better than me. It also taught me how to be a little bit more patient because like I said, me, I'm always ready to bounce. Ati, you didn't buy me flowers and you went, hey, I could block. But with him, we actually have to sit down and I have to tell him I want him to buy me flowers without feeling like he knows it's his job. Mm-mm. In a grown-up relationship, you fucking stand up and you talk. You open your mouth and you say what you want. And it's so scary. But the good thing is, he always gave me the space to be vulnerable. He always gave me the space to be open and to speak my mind, to speak my heart. He's always listening to me. I don't know if he listens to things I say, but he really looks at me like he listens. He's always just listening to me. I yap a lot. I'm always talking. Always. And he just listens. Something else that I learned being with him is that when you're with someone who knows what they want and they want you, you have to be very focused. Like you can't compare him to other relationships. You know, most times we get into relationships and then so many things are in your ear. Unaingia hivi TikTok. If your man doesn't buy you flowers, leave him. Unaingia hivi IG. If he doesn't text you back in 5 minutes, he doesn't love you. Then you go to text your friend. You see your friend, the man has bought her a jet and a Birkin bag. And I'm here with my Fernando. He's not texted me for 7 days. And I'm like, fuck this shit. I want to break up. In such a situation, you have to focus. You can't really do any comparisons. You can't compare him to other people because you just have to know your person. Like you have to know yourself and know your person and understand each other. Set your own boundaries and your own standards for your relationship. And don't listen to a lot of negativity because as I'm learning is that people are not always binary. You see, the type of person I am, I'm an all or nothing girl. Like it's either 0 or 1. It's either you love me or you don't love me. I don't have those sitting on the fence things for he doesn't text me, but I know he loves me. Mm-mm. So for me, it's always been, if you don't talk to me, I just know you don't like me. But then throwing myself into a situation with someone who he says what he means, even if he doesn't talk to me for a month, it doesn't mean he doesn't like me. He showed me that people can exist as non-binary because he keeps his word. If he says he likes me, he likes me. Because I can see through his actions that he keeps his word, you know? So it makes it so easy to be vulnerable and trusting and accommodative and just want to learn more about this person. This also made me have to show up as my authentic self bila kuweka watu in my ear. It made me have to change a lot. Like, there's no more listening to people. Like, you can take advice from people, advice that is useful. But I realized that I was always taking in negative opinions and negative comments from social media, especially aki TikTok. You have to the TikTok that if he doesn't CG call you 3 times a day, he doesn't love you, CG what? Mm-mm. Either vitu zote, they are not a measure of love. Texts are not a measure of love. I don't know how to explain it without not making it look like communication is not important. But basically, it just made me put myself in a situation where I started understanding things better, and that human beings are very different, people are different. But because he keeps his word, when he says something, he means it. It's up to me to believe him or not, because he's not even forcing me. He is just saying, and then he's backing up with actions. And it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful to be there. It also made me have to stop my tit for tat tabias. I have this tabia where if I texted you last, I'm not texting again. So if you don't talk to me, if you don't reply, we probably won't talk. And it's not always like an intentional thing. It's just out of sight, out of mind. Like if you don't respond to me, I won't respond to you. And he used to think it's really weird, because he always ask me like, why do you do this? Why is it that if I don't call you, we don't talk? To me, it makes sense. Si nilikutext wa last. Mbona nikutext tena? Hiyo inakaa begging. But it made me realize that in love, like when you like someone, there's no such thing as begging. Because even with my friends, I triple text. I send them 16 texts zikifuatana. Even if she replies like on Friday, I never feel anything different. I never feel like, oh, she doesn't like me anymore. She doesn't want me in her life. I just know she's probably doing other things and she's probably busy. It doesn't change the dynamic of our friendship. And this made me realize that people are like that. Like, secure people have their own lives going on. They have their own things that they're doing. Just because they're not able to show up for you immediately the way you want doesn't mean that they like you less or like they don't love you. It's just a matter of you guys being able to have proper and better communication. I didn't know all these things were like, isn't it vitu nimeanza kulan juzi? And like I said, secure people don't play games. Their words always match their actions. If he says, I'm coming to pick you up at 8, you won't have to call him again. You won't have to remind him twice. You won't have to ask him why he's not there. Why? Because at 8, he's going to be there. You feel me? It's such a grown-up, mature, different, refreshing breath of fresh air. It's just so beautiful to be around someone that you can learn all these things from. Because it's also teaching me to be a person of my word. If I say I'm going to do something, now I have to do it. Even if I don't want to, or if I don't feel like. And if I don't feel like, I'm also able to be honest and say, speak my mind. Because there's no fear in being vulnerable in such a relationship. You can show up as yourself very authentically. And something I also realize is that people like that also need love, attention, validation. And not just people like that. Everyone in the world needs love, attention, validation from their partner and from their lover just as much. For me, I was so used to dating men who just chase me. So it's me who was getting the attention, me who was getting the validation. I was never in a situation where I felt like I needed to reciprocate, because all these men I used to date, they would give me everything I want. Kumbuka nimesema mimi sijazoea kuambiwa no. Nikitisha kitu mupewa. Nikitaka kitu mupewa. Hivyo tu ndo it's always been. So to meet someone who they force me to carry my weight also, and to also have to show up for them in the same way, it was such a mind fuck. I was like, what? You also need me to text you? Anyway, I don't know if I used to be a bad person or what, but he really made me realize that I wasn't showing up authentically in my relationships. I was always holding back. And subconsciously, it's because I always had the fear of being abandoned or being left or being discarded. But with him, it's like he was always encouraging me to be myself, to just be a lover girl. Because tukiumizana sawa, ikiisha sawa, like bora tumependana hiyo time yenye tuko pamoja. It's different, but basically, I had to work on all these things. I had to work on my attachment styles. When I started out with him, I used to think I was secure, but then I realized that I became anxious. I became anxiously attached to him. Like when he didn't respond in time, I would get so offended. Or when he didn't show up for the things he said he would, I would get so annoyed without wanting to listen. Because kumbuka, I'm coming from a space where if someone says they'll do something and they don't do it, I just block them. I delete them. I never let anyone have the chance to start telling me ati, oh, I didn't nini because, oh, mm-mm. I never used to let that fly. So to be with someone who I can just talk to and tell my feelings, that was so crazy. It was so crazy. And he just listened. And then from anxious, I went to disorganized, where I would send 6 texts. And if he doesn't reply, I delete them. And he used to ask me, why are you deleting your messages? Why are you deleting them? Stop deleting them, because it makes me feel you don't trust me. And the reason I used to delete was because I used to feel like, honestly, all these hours you've not seen my text, then it means it's not important. So either nisha solve ama sijisiki ku discuss anymore. And he would actually encourage me to use my words and have the confidence to say what I mean without fear, without deleting those texts. Let me tell you, it is a very hard, very difficult transition, because to me all these things feel like I'm begging, having to remind you to reply my text, having to ask you to do something for me. It just used to feel like begging. But honestly, he made it feel like I could come to him for anything. I could ask him for anything, even in the middle of the night. I could call him for anything. Even if he wasn't in the country, he'll still do it for me. And this is even before we met. I would ask him even for things and he's not even in the country, and he'll make sure I have everything I need. Like, that's how reliable he is. And I say that maybe to jongea the whole month, but when I call him, he's always there. He's always ready to be there for me. So it also just automatically forced me to be the kind of person who's also always ready to be there for him. Out of love, not out of tit for tat that I'm doing for him because he does for me. Mm-mm. Just out of, this guy is actually really deserving of my time, my effort, my energy, and my love, basically. This means that I always have to call myself out. I can't be defensive anymore. I can't be the victim. I can't put myself in situations where it's me mwenye nimekosewa kila saa. Mm-mm. Anytime I fuck up, I actually have to take responsibility, be very accountable, show up in the relationship the same way he does. Because anytime I tell him something, he apologizes right away. He doesn't even get defensive. He doesn't deny. We don't even ata tushindangi kwa conflict sana, because if I tell him I don't like how you did 1, 2, 3, he'll just say he's sorry. Like, it's that simple. I can't even believe it. Like, I couldn't believe it. That's how he is. And I realize that now I was the one who used to get defensive a lot, because I never used to understand things. But the more I'm around him, the more I deal with him, the more I see how I can always fix my shortcomings. And basically, this is something that I really, really love about him. I don't think he knows the impact he's had on my life, but after this, he's gonna know. It just forced me to become like an equal partner, to pull my weight in the relationship, to be an effective communicator. Even now, like, I'm consistent. If his birthday is like months away, but I've been thinking about his gifts since last year. Imagine, since we met. How crazy is that? You know why? Because of how he is with gifting me. Bro, there's times he gifts me even without calling me. Like, he won't talk to me, but like, he's arranged for things to be dropped off at my house. So you see, he makes it so easy for me to think about him all the time. For me to always, I always have fresh flowers in my house. I always have, basically, he just takes care of me. Like, he does the things I love for me. He's really a nice guy. In addition, how he is as a human being for himself, as a friend to me before anything else, it's just really beautiful. And so it's so admirable. Like, it's I'm always learning so much from him. He teaches me so much how to be able to show up as my authentic self, to be very vulnerable, and to always remember to be kind. You know, sometimes I get mad, but because of his calmness and his patience, bro, I can't even do all that. Like, I can't act weird. I have to actually work on myself and fix myself so that I'm able to be on his level or better. And in all this, I'm just learning that love is very freeing. Love is very, it's kind, it's patient, it's nice, it's sweet, it's friendship, it's forgiveness, it's communicating well, being kind, being nice to each other. It's all these things. And I'm so happy to be in a situation where I'm able to learn these things from someone that I not only admire, but I genuinely like a lot. I really like him a lot. I was actually really ready to say I love you after the second date. Oops. But I haven't said it yet. I mean, I have said it, kinda, in some way. Where you get these kinds of guys, and that's how you have to act to be around these kind of people. So basically, my message today is, meeting these kind of people is not just like by chance. It takes a lot of work. And it's not a lot of work to other people. It's a lot of self-improvement. It's a lot of me working on myself, doing the things I said I would do, showing up authentically, loving myself excessively to be able to be around people who are of the same frequency. Because I feel like that's how I attracted him. Because he came to me, like he approached me, but the reason he probably approached me was because he noticed something in me. He noticed that I was already on this trajectory of growth and loving myself and just improving myself. Well, I hope so. I hope he didn't just start talking to me because he wanted to fuck, but like, it's come, like knowing him, getting to know him, just came with a lot of... It's come with a lot of growth for me. It's come with a lot of improvement. And I'm so happy to be able to be around such people. And I said I'm going to talk about my romantic life. But this shit has reflected in all my relationships. All my friends are like this. All my friends now are like this. All the relationships I have with my friends, the relationship I have with my parents, my family, my siblings, my everyone I meet, people treat me like this because this is how I'm showing up. I'm starting to be a better person. Imagine, just because I started seeing someone who's like that. What I would say is, I wouldn't say at where you meet these guys is you go to a nice club and you meet a guy. Mm-mm. It's you have to work on yourself. You have to know what you want. You have to improve your life so that you set yourself on the frequency, on the same frequency as the people you're searching for, so that it's not as overwhelming for you as it was for me. Because from 2021 up to now, 2024, I've had to do so much growth just to be around this guy, just to even be around him. And now that I've really, really started liking him a lot, it makes me so self-conscious about how I treat him. It makes me appreciate him more. It makes me like him even more for all the ways he's able to show up for me, because he shows up for me in so many ways, and I'm just grateful. So yeah, that's it. That's where I meet these kinds of people, and that's how I'm required to show up as a lover, as a friend, as a daughter, as a sister, as all these things that I am. Improve yourself, improve your life. Everything you want is something you can get. And in such a relationship, like even if him and I were to never speak again, you see, it's still a plus for me. I don't know if meeting me is a plus for him, because it's like he had to teach me all these things. He normally says I'm perfect a lot. I don't usually feel that perfect when I'm around him. I always feel like I have so much growth to do. But he tells me all the time, like, he feels like I'm perfect. Because even when we're doing, like, when we're having discussions about how can I improve, how can I make you feel better, he just says, I feel like you're so perfect. And I don't get it, because when I go home, I start realizing, this guy remembered to do this for me. And me, I don't even do anything for him. So now I have to pull my socks, you know? So it's just, it'll take a lot of growth. It's not easy. It's actually really fucking difficult, but it works. Love yourself. Choose yourself. Always try to do better for yourself so that you put yourself on the same frequency as the people you're trying to attract. I hope this episode teaches you guys something. And yeah, please follow me on Love and Orgasms, Roberta Bobby, everywhere. And don't forget to watch me every Tuesday on the Daybreak Show on Citizen TV, where we have such social discussions about relationships and get to learn more from me and my crew. Thank you so much for listening to this. Bye bye.